time now for the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Remember that we have previous editions uploaded as podcasts on our website at kozt.com. A lot of good information the last couple of days and more, I'm sure, today. Since it's Thursday, we're focusing on Mendocino Coast clinics. And here at the Coast News Desk, Joe Rogalski.
All right, thank you. And with us this morning, as always on Thursdays, Lucretia Renteria, the executive director of the Mendocino Coast Clinics. I understand you're going to be talking about testing today. Lucretia?
Good morning. Yes, we have received this morning 200 test kits from the county public health department, and we will start testing our staff and patients who are asymptomatic. Again, this is referred to as surveillance testing. It's looking for the virus within the community. And we are partnering with the city of Fort Bragg to do some wider scale testing, as we did a few weeks ago, next week. So the city will be contacting local businesses, will be setting up appointments and do some drive-by testing for essential workers, law enforcement, first responders. And we're hoping that this will become routine. The county is really trying to get up to 900 tests a week throughout the county and have turned to their healthcare partners in the primary care clinics like Mendocino Coast Clinic to help facilitate that. So this is great news. And I think that this will make everybody feel a little bit more at ease given the recent positive case.
Oh, I know that with the word from the governor's office the other day, the county is getting a testing facility, a portable testing facility. It's just certainly going to help things out now, not only, as you just said, make ease of mind, but also being able to open up day-to-day life a little bit.
Exactly. We need to have that volume of testing in order to meet the criteria to open up. And having to take the test down to UCSF is less convenient. There's more, there's a delay in getting results. Having local testing will really facilitate having faster testing results and being able to maintain that level of testing required for opening up. So,
any idea as far as the schedule goes, you know, getting together with the city next week or just in general next week?
Yeah, I think it's just in general, we're working out the details today. We just got word of this yesterday. It's moving very fast. That's a nice thing. We will try to start doing some of the testing amongst our staff and patients tomorrow.
As
tomorrow, if we can put that together. And the county is anxious for us to send that first courier ship down to the Sonoma County Public Health Lab for logging. The city manager, Tabitha Miller, did want me to mention this morning that the city is closed on Fridays now due to some furloughs and some cutbacks.
All right.
So no one will hear from the city until next week about this this testing effort that we're going to conduct.
All right. Anything else, Lucretia?
Well, I will have to say that I wanted to do a shout out for everyone. We did a fundraising drive through Giving Tuesday Now, and we asked for a mask campaign, and we had an overwhelming response of over $10,000 was received.
Whoa.
To help pay for masks for Mendocino Coast Clinics. And I just have to say thank you to our community, to our supporters. In these economically trying times, to see that kind of support was just amazing and outstanding.
All right. Well, Lucretia, thanks for doing this every Thursday. And as I said before we went on the air, always feel free to email me anytime, and I'll get the information out during my morning newscast.
Great. Thank you very much for the time on the station.
Oh, glad to do it. That was Lucretia Renteria, the executive director of the Mendocino Coast Clinics. Rogalski here from the coast.